the rest of the story. When John Winston turned 21, his wealthy and adoring Aunt Elizabeth said that he could have anything that he wanted. Well, John's eyes lighted up. He and his best pal Jim had been planning a trip to Paris, France, but they didn't have enough money. So Aunt Elizabeth gladly presented John with more than enough cash and wished for the boys a happy holiday. Once in Paris, they contacted another friend, Jürgen Bulmer, a commercial artist from Hamburg, and the three young men had a terrific time, haunting the Left Bank cafes, strolling the storied boulevards, and still all the while, John and Jim caught themselves staring at Jürgen, more specifically at Jürgen's hair. And finally, one of them got up the courage to ask, "Why are you wearing your hair like that?" Well, Jürgen assured them that was the latest style. John and Jim looked around. If that were the latest hairstyle, then somebody forgot to tell Paris. "You ought to try it," urged their German friend. John and Jim said, "Maybe later." But I'll tell you something, Jürgen finally did persuade them. In fact, he actually talked his friends into letting him cut their hair. So now there were three of them loose in Paris, drawing glances from fellow passers-by. But around the old city, known for its liberal attitudes toward everything in general and fashion in particular, nobody seemed to object. And then after a couple of carefree weeks, the vacation was over. The young men returned home, and the reactions that greeted them back home, well, that is the rest of the story. John Winston's Aunt Elizabeth, the kindly old woman who'd financed the Paris holiday, just sat there, stared at her nephew's hair in silent bafflement. Jim's relatives were equally astonished. The real amazement was expressed by their friends. Most of them just laughed. And I mean, did they ever laugh? "You look like schoolboys who've been in a fight," one of them remarked. So John and Jim defended themselves precisely the way their friend Jürgen Bulmer had. They tried to make their mistake sound in. This, they said, was the very latest European hairstyle. It was all of the rage, they said, among smart young people everywhere they had visited. The explanation worked. The explanation worked. After a while, their friends began to accept the silly-looking haircuts, even to the point that some actually imitated them. Even though John and Jim, by the time they had returned home, had added a touch of carelessness to Jürgen Bulmer's creation. They had neglected to comb their hair neatly to the side in front. They had begun to just let it hang straight down, all around. You see, back then, this was the autumn of 1961. The teenage hair craze was still slicked back and greasy. But it took two young men named John Winston Lennon and James Paul McCartney. Took those two young men, Lennon and McCartney, to transform their hometown and eventually the world through a tonsorial epiphany that had occurred utterly by accident. Now, you've known it all along as the Beatles' haircut, but now you know the rest of the story.